Hey, everyone. Welcome back out to Winter Park. Mike Wobshaw joined by our buddy Tom Pelissero of the USA Today, SiriusXM NFL Radio, at Twitter, at Tom Pelissero. That's one L and two S's, right?
Yeah, you got it.
I got that.
It's very good.
All right. Tom knows a lot about a lot of things in the NFL, but you know a lot about the Vikings because you're here. You're local. So we want to ask you about that. And we know you've talked to Dalvin Cook, and a lot of fans are interested in Dalvin Cook and what his season's going to be like. What were your impressions of the rookie running back?
Well, he's really soft-spoken. That's the first thing that jumps out to you. I think there's a lot of guys who are from Miami. They have a certain type of a more boisterous personality. He's very reserved. You know, and he's very articulate. I know that when Rick Spielman spoke to him on the phone the morning of day two of the draft, that was one of the takeaways from that, which was this was a guy who seemed sincere. They checked everything that he had told their scouts and their coaches and everything else throughout the pre-draft process against the answers that he gave to Rick, because those were the questions. It was nothing about whether or not this guy was a super freak as a runner. He absolutely is. He's unbelievably productive. And everything out of the program from a football perspective was A-plus on him in terms of what he brought to that building and leadership. It was all the off-field stuff. It was about who are some of these people you're hanging out from Miami? Who are the people in your life? Who's in your ear? One of the things that he said was, I'm moving alone. I'm not bringing anybody else with me. And that was something that they really wanted to hear. Everything that I've heard, there are certain guys who have come through this building in the past without naming names who maybe needed a support system kind of around the clock on them, needed to be coddled to a certain degree. That's not the impression that Dalvin Cook has given people here. And by the way, I'm sure he's doing himself some favors by showing up fishing on Lake Minnetonka a lot, really ensconcing himself within the Minnesota community.
Yeah, he gets it for sure. When you look at the backfield, Cook, Jerick McKinnon, and Latavius Murray, do you like that mix? Or do you think it's a hard mix for the coaches to balance?
Oh, I think you got some juice there. I mean, are any of those guys Adrian Peterson? I don't know about that. Adrian was this unique blend of being a really big physical guy who also could create space for himself, could create unblocked yardage. That's a rare commodity. I think that Latavius Murray certainly looks more like Adrian Peterson from a physical perspective, but he's not as physical of a runner as Adrian Peterson was. With Dalvin Cook, he's a smaller guy, but he's stronger between the tackles than you think. Of course, he's got home run power on the outside. I think that balance gives them some options. Plus, Jerick McKinnon, who I think within his role, he's a change-up type of a back, but somebody who certainly can fit into that mix as well. For as badly as they struggled to run the football last year, and it was bad. I mean, you can look at the numbers on that. It was not all about the running backs. A lot of it was the offensive line, too. They couldn't block. They couldn't open holes. Put a lot of pressure on Sam Bradford. I think that you've certainly invested in the offensive line here, and you've given yourself a unique mix. They're different types of backs, and I think that can be helpful in some ways.
You know, you mentioned Adrian Peterson. When he came in here as a rookie in 07, you were here and you saw it. I mean, it was a man among boys for him, and we had an Adrian Peterson era. He became one of the best of all time. For Dalvin, do you temper the expectations a little bit because of the situation he's coming into, and what are your expectations for him as a rookie?
Well, let's go back to Adrian Peterson in 2007. He was not a full-time player out of the box. If you remember, there was a lot of discussion and criticism leveled at the coaching staff at that time of why he was not on the field in certain situations, third downs, hurry up, whatever it might have been. I think that naturally you're going to have a progression that has to take place with Dalvin Cook, but that's nothing about his talent on the field. The thing with playing running back in the NFL is you can pick it up a little bit more quickly. Unlike, wide receiver, for instance, you got to not just know all the route volume, which is way beyond what you're doing in college, but you got to get in the same, pick up that rhythm and timing with your quarterback, the little route adjustments, what you're seeing, and some of those sight adjustments that you have to make. It's a complicated position. Running game in the NFL, this is pretty similar, too, to what Dalvin Cook did back at Florida State, but, I mean, it's inside zone and outside zone. It's a relatively simplistic thing. He absolutely can make an impact in the short term here, but how much do you want to expose him? Are there things you need to clean up technique-wise, whether it's in the passing game, whether it's in pass protection, whatever? I think that you brought in Latavius Murray, not knowing you were going to get Dalvin Cook, but you paid Latavius Murray for a reason, too. We haven't seen him on the field yet because he's coming back from his offseason ankle surgery or foot surgery. But certainly I think that both those guys are going to have a home.
Yeah, Teddy, last thing before we let you go. You've got eyes on Teddy here for the first time in person. What have been your thoughts on his rehab and recovery, how he looks, and what the future looks like for Teddy?
I would say this. I think that the mass hysteria that was created, and a lot of that's a reflection upon the media, was entirely over the top when it came to Teddy Bridgewater, who's walking directly toward us right now. He's a guy who certainly... We're just talking about you. Don't worry about it.
What up, Teddy?
I think that naturally, the thing that you've always heard about Teddy was that he was going to work his butt off to get back onto the field, and that's what has shown up so far here. It's a unique injury. It's a different injury. This is not an ACL where you say it's a 6 to 8 to 9 month timeline. It's a bunch of different stuff that went into it. They couldn't put necessarily a timeline on it. That doesn't mean that there's something dark about, and concealed here, this big secret about why they're not going to pick up his option, why they're not going to be able to put a daily timeline on it. When you have a different type of an injury, there's really no upside to it, to giving the regular reports. You know, Rick Spielman said it last or a couple of weeks ago. It's not about, is he behind schedule, is he ahead of schedule? Just, he's working. You can see it out here. If you watched him going through his dropbacks, you might think, okay, he's just kind of going through the motions and warm-ups, but you would not think this is a guy coming back from a major knee injury when he jogs out here. It looks normal. You don't see any kind of a limp. That's not saying he can walk onto the field and play right now. You have to figure out how is he going to respond to contact. Is he going to be able to get that lateral mobility back? We don't have those answers yet, but there is a progress progression that has to take place here. He's still relatively early in that. We'll see in August, September, October, even on to 2018, whether or not this guy is going to be able to be the same Teddy Bridgewater you saw in the past.
See you at minicamp next week?
I don't think so. But I'll be around. I'm always around. You know how to get a hold of me.
You're always around and available. We thank you, Tom, for that. You can catch Tom, USA Today, Twitter, SiriusXM, NFL Radio, and you can catch more from Vikings OTAs right here, so stay tuned.